Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow me on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of the different things that we have over there. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, I and a lot of my brothers and sisters of the badge are madder than a wet hen at Jen Psaki, who should have been fired for the cheap shot comment she made joking about crime in America.
She went on a podcast, and she first set it up by attacking Fox News, because Fox News is the only one that's reporting virtually every day, pretty much all day long, and rightly so, the epidemic of crime across the United States. And these aren't, this isn't just basic simple crime like shoplifting or some kind of basic burglary. This is violent stuff, and not all of it, by the way, has to do with some kind of a gun or other weapon. Her response is it's, I think she even mentioned Judge Jeanine.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people in Washington, D.C., especially, you know, if they're assigned to the White House, as Jen Psaki is, they're completely protected by security.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a clue about what's happening in these jewelry stores.
Mm.
The smash and grabs.
Mm.
People are getting knifed, so it's not just a gun. People are getting stabbed like crazy, pushed in subways, trains. It did a story, for instance, yesterday. Fox did a story that last year, 10,000 cars were stolen in the state of Oregon, and all went to chop shops, and they do it openly. It's
yeah.
not like anybody's trying to hide any of this. Well, 10,000. I mean, they've got these derelict abandoned cars where the first thing they steal is the catalytic converters and the batteries out of them, and then they go for the rest of the parts. So that affects everybody across the United States when it comes to the insurance companies that, you know, cover for automobile insurance. So it's outrageous. They do have a couple of leaders in some of the police unions, law enforcement unions, that are fighting mad at Jen Psaki.
The National Fraternal Order of Police president just tore right into her yesterday and is demanding an apology.
But even if there was one, it's a forced apology, and it'd be very shallow, so it would be backhanded. So why bother? It's just you're not going to get it. But I don't think they necessarily understand how bad things really are out here.
No.
When the widow of the law enforcement officer in New York got up and spoke at his memorial, she said, we live in fear, and we do. I don't think anybody recognizes just how much on guard you are every time you leave your house. You're a little bit more on guard than you normally would be because of the rise in crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's not public safety.
Nope. And she also went after the DA.
Yeah, the widow did, yeah.
Yes, that's right. And they gave her a standing ovation for that. All right. In Plainwell, Michigan, a high school junior has gone to federal court to fight for his right to talk about his religion. Now, the case arose when the Plainwell High School student, who is a junior, was suspended for 3 days for expressing his Christian beliefs and opinions in a private conversation with a like-minded student on school property and in a private text message outside the school with friends. Had nothing to do with what went on in the school. School said, nope, can't have that. You can't do that. We won't condone that here. You're suspended. See you for 3 days. And they did. I think this kid who's going to sue the school is going to own this school.
I do, too. And this is precisely, it's going to look precisely like Nicholas Sandman's lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disgusting how much the First Amendment has been under full-blown assault
mm-hmm.
by not only corporations, which, you know, are not covered by First Amendment,
right.
but government is. And so in this case, you know, government schools, he's likely going to own that one, and rightly so.
Yeah, and I'll keep my eye on that because that happened on the 26th, and he's already filed the paperwork. Okay, I hear the music coming up, so hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more. We're Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to Fred. Fred says, Captain, that music you played rocks the house. I hope I'm not evicted for cranking up the volume. P.S., my cat liked it, too. All right. We'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. In this conversation I'm having with Denise Simon right now, brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, it's spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a quote over there for just about anything you own, or you can find out who your agent is and how to get a hold of them, whatever works for you. If you do use the website, remember, they'll give you a great quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, RV, might have any of those. And don't forget, the cheapest way to get your insurance is to bundle it. Take your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo policy, and bundle it with your car, and you will save a bunch of money. That's how you do it. It worked for me. It'll work for you. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we were just talking about the scientists that have been speaking out here for, I guess, the better part of a week, and Fox has been reporting this pretty extensive, that they spoke out against being silenced on the COVID lab leak theory. Now, just about everybody else is going, no, but there's something to this, isn't there?
Well, yeah, they were, it appears that Fauci really never, as I said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, Fauci appears to never have read any of the evidence, any of the reports, but a lot of these other virologists and scientists did, and they had some exceptionally fascinating takes on what happened in Wuhan, and Fauci appears in those email exchanges and whatnot to kind of silenced them, and pretty much was telling them to go down a certain path. He was trying to manage the response. And so now, they're speaking out, and, they're saying, look, this is what we were thinking. We talked among each other, in their peer groups and conference calls and whatnot. So, I think there's a whole different set of questions now that need to be asked of Fauci on, was he really trying to control, all of these other scientists across the globe? It isn't just those here in the United States by a long stretch. I think it's in a very different place. A lot of them are speaking out, and they're angry.
Now, I got something interesting here that just came across the wire. Wait till you hear this one. The GoFundMe page that they've got for the Canadian truckers that just had their big rally up there that came from the west side of Canada over to Ottawa has now reached $10 million, more than the country's political parties raised last quarter.
It said last night that I was kind of surprised. It is actually $64 million. Now, I believe that's from several fundraising sources in total.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, they also have a couple of the drivers, the truck drivers that are driving tanks with fuel in them. So these trucks all have fuel sources along this convoy.
Mm-hmm.
So they came quite prepared.
Mm.
Well, they are, in fact, coordinating and not giving a lot of details because, you know, so many people are pushing back. So many of the left are pushing back on what these truckers are trying to do. But they are coordinating a convoy from California to Washington, D.C. that is slated to begin in March. It could be sooner, but there's a lot of that coordination that's going on now.
By the way, every now and then we get what's called a rogue alligator that goes after things like cows and horses and whatnot. And apparently they had one down in South Florida. This one here was reported to be 80 years old, and it was on private property. And it's a big freaking alligator, 13 feet long. Probably this thing's going to weigh 800 pounds or thereabouts, maybe even more. They got a couple different pictures of it. And a professional hunter was called in, and he killed the alligator with a permit. And wait a minute, here it is. Whoop, 905 pounds is what it weighed. 905 pounds. How do you like that?
They're a nuisance, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. So that's something we have every now and then down here. This was down by Lake Okeechobee, down in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But calves
mm-hmm.
were missing, some cows were missing, a couple horses were missing, and then they went looking to see if they could find this gator, and they spotted it, and they got it. So there you go. And we do have that every now and then, so it's made the national news. Okay, back to the real story. after centuries of being shut out of political perches in the nation's largest cities, we now have black politicians that have been getting elected in an unprecedented wave. Now, the funny thing about all this is that some of these politicians are not all, well, they may be Democrats, but they're not your traditional Democrat. Some of them identify as the Blue Dog Democrats, which presents them with a rare opportunity to deliver for their communities. That's going to be interesting.
Well, it is, and you have to wonder if they're really going to be able to address what they need to address in their own communities. And I would say, for nothing else, just keep a hard look at what is happening in Baltimore and in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two tough cities that need a lot of attention. They don't necessarily always need the money, because the money that has been set never seems to mm-hmm. completely go to where it was designated to go.
Yeah. All right, let's run over here to Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. How do you ask Denise, how do you think that the criminal elites, especially Fauci, Gates, and Soros, are receiving this the Canadian Freedom Convoy that as you said is slated to come to the United States via California to Washington D.C. and these corrupt criminals in D.C. in the Senate in the Congress that have and state governments too, governors who have implemented this draconian lockdown, these mandates.
Mm-hmm.
And what is considered to be Nuremberg 2.0. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Here's the thing. I actually said this to my husband last night. You know, when you consider going back to 2019 and 2020, we've had an awful lot of protests and demonstrations in the United States and really across the world.
Mm-hmm.
You had the whole Antifa thing, which still goes on in some small pockets. You had the Black Lives Matter, and then you had January the 6th, and then, you know, these are not necessarily in order. I'm just putting them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But to what end? It seems to me that the only thing that has really gotten any kind of traction is the early on protests of Black Lives Matter, because we now have a situation here where we've got a rise in crime because these DAs have gone progressive under Soros and they're not charging for what they really need to be charging for.
Right.
And when the truckers necessarily happen, when this happens here in the United States, because of the draconian lockdowns and the masks and what's happening in schools, we have, I think, as many reasons, if not more reasons, in Canada to be doing these protests. But does it have any effect on these governors and these mayors? And my answer is not really.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to work, but I just think it's important to work.
Okay, we got to run. You're going to get cut off right there. All right, there she goes. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. By the way, that will be a American convoy starting in California, going to Washington, D.C. We'll see who they pick up along the way. It's going to be in April.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Joe Biden to deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, March 1st. It's the first of Biden's presidency. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina told Newsmax she's not sure what Biden can celebrate.
You know, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for the man convicted of murder for shooting Ahmaud Arbery. His parents had denounced the proposed deal for Travis McMichael, and the judge proceeded with plans to summon potential jurors next week. The judge gave McMichael until Friday to decide whether to withdraw his guilty plea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it sure is. And that means it's time for the National Aviation Academy to bring you the Military and Veterans News segment, which they will. Find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. In the meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So you got two campuses that you can take your pick, which one that you might be closest to take a tour. And I would strongly suggest that you take a tour of their facilities, see what they're all about, because you'll get a chance to talk not only to students, you get a chance to talk to teachers, and you get a chance to talk to the money people that handle your student loan or your veterans VA paperwork on your GI Bill benefits. So, all you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Pick the campus you want to go to and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Check them out online, NAA.edu. Now, I want to mention the golf tournament they've got coming up here Wednesday, tomorrow, National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament, which will be over at the Innisbrook Island Course. Admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag, lunch and dinner with awards. There'll also be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. You could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole-in-one. And the best part is 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find out more by visiting the website, naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or give them a call at 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. And happy golfing. And I'll be there tomorrow evening when they have their dinner. So look forward to seeing many of you there tomorrow night. Okay. The United States, Russia, and the Ukraine squared off at the UN Security Council. Now, they met for the first time on Russia's troop buildup and threatening actions against the Ukraine at the request of the United States. And all the key players are expected to square off in the public over the possibility of a Russian invasion and its global impact. Now, remember, Russia, China, and the U.S. all have veto powers. So it doesn't mean anything at all is going to come out of this. But they're getting it out there in the public for people to see, I guess. In the meantime, North Korea confirmed yesterday that it test launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. territory of Guam, which is the North's most significant weapon launch in years, as Washington planned steps to show its commitment to its Asian allies. Looks like the little guy's going to play games again. Now, a video and photos of an F-35C joint strike fighter that suffered a landing mishap on January the 24th aboard the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson and then fell into the South China Sea shows the jet just before and after its impact with the flight deck. Right now, there is a race between the United States and China to get to that jet, which is sitting down at the bottom of the sea. We'll see who gets there first. To the victor belongs the spoils. We don't want China to get their hands on that. Now, as roughly 100,000 Russian troops amass around the Ukraine, a series of emerging crises are happening around the world. The Middle East, China, North Korea, all of them demanding the full attention of NATO, and in particular the most powerful member, the United States. So we're right up against it. Can we handle it? We'll find out soon, won't we? We'll find out soon. By the way, the White House is working to expedite the Afghan resettlement. At least 12,500 remain on military bases to be brought out into the U.S. somewhere. They're awaiting their visas to find their permanent residences and their work. We'll see how that plays out. And this is a little different than the Mexicans, the people coming over the Mexican border, which, by the way, are not all Mexicans. Now, overseas, there were no injuries as rockets hit near the Baghdad airport and damaged a couple of aircraft. The rocket attack is a reminder that there are still Americans in harm's way in Iraq. And no one should be surprised about that. They're going to continue to try that until they get lucky. At least they're hoping they will. By the way, a Stars and Stripes analysis of the data revealed that despite the NATO rhetoric about a stepped-up presence in the Black Sea, the trend has gone in the opposite direction. That the Black Sea has fallen since Russia took part of the Ukraine. Also, overwhelmed resettlement groups have struggled to find affordable permanent homes for thousands of Afghans arriving in the Washington region, Washington, D.C., and why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? It costs a small fortune to live in that city. By the way, eastern Ukraine's largest city had a whole bunch of pro-Russian sympathizers there. That's now withering. City of 1.4 million, Kharkiv, may have been a relatively easy target for Russia in the past, but it's dramatically changed now against the Kremlin. Dramatically changed. And we have a U.S. hostage, a Navy veteran, being held in Afghanistan. His name is Mark Frerich. He's a civil engineer and contractor from Lombard, Illinois, who was kidnapped back in January of 2020 from the capital of Kabul, and he is still being held. The United States is trying to negotiate to get him out. By the way, the Pentagon is launching a new OpenStack 5G challenge next month to incentivize the industry to develop open architecture technologies that could be integrated into future test beds. We'll see how that works. And the Space Force Colonel, who is headed to the Pentagon to lead the in-space architecture, science, and technology, will take up a new role in a new office under a yet-to-be-confirmed new assistant secretary. We'll see how that plays out, too. And the Air Force should work closely with the Army, Navy, and Defense Department to identify the best practices and share data as it looks to get its hypersonic missile program back on track, according to the recommendations of a new Pentagon report released on January the 27th. Speaking of which, we just had a Russian scientist defect. I'm sorry, not Russian, China. Chinese scientist defect to the United States, who was part of the hypersonic program in China. We'll see how that works out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be coming back with more, and I'll be back, too, right after this short break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before we get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and let me tell you about the new MDX, because if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV, far and away, the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new, rigid body, double-response suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and, oh, yeah, those heated seats. Not bad for a cold morning. Now, that really feels fantastic. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who served our country with a You Serve, You Save program, where active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal. Now, located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget, they're just 30 minutes north of St. Pete, right up I-275. You find them right over there. They're very easy to find. Okay, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Now, you're telling me it's going to rain, but let me tell you what's off to the west. Man, this whole thing is just, exploded in the last hour. We have a winter storm warning. Let me find a road here. I-70 straight across to St. Louis, and then we got general snow coming across into Virginia. That's so far. Now, there is some rain down below. I don't see it up by you yet, but there is some rain down below. Then there's freezing rain, freezing drizzle, snow. The further north you go, the more snow it is. In the interim, it's freezing rain, drizzle, and sleet. But this snowstorm, this winter storm warning, goes all the way from Goodland, Kansas, on an angle, all the way up to Toledo, Ohio. And the snow now goes all the way to Vermont from San Antonio and Midland. Well, now it's further west. Midland, Texas.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, again, things could change in regards to temperatures and whatnot.
Well, I hope you don't. I hope you don't.
Took a look, and it looks like I'm going to get rain. Who knows? I might have to break out the shovels again.
Well, get the brigade going there because they can make some more money.
I know. We got a busy weekend this weekend, too, so hopefully it can hold off to some degree.
All right. Well, inflation expectations among the Texas manufacturers have surged quite high in January, indicating that inflationary pressures have increased in recent weeks. Data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Texas showed Monday. Now, what happens in Texas doesn't necessarily stay in Texas, so that's not a good sign for the country, is it?
Hard to get your arms around, Matt. Quite frankly, I don't know in regards to some of these things. We're kind of trying to extrapolate stuff over the entire country. And like I said, I'm a big believer that some of these states are kind of operate on their own.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens then if that's the case, because the Dallas Fed's monthly survey of manufacturing firms showed that 57.5% say they expect the prices of their products to be higher 6 months from now. So
certain states are going to have certain advantages over others. There are some ports in Texas, and hopefully if they can move some supply chains there and those states act in a way where they're able to get supplies there at a lower price, that can obviously help them in regards to some of the manufacturing costs, whereas other states it might be more difficult. They put out these various different reports based upon areas in the country because of that, and you can see some of the differences in certain areas. Obviously, you take a look at during COVID and New York area and whatnot, and how poor was based upon shutdowns and other factors. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can work through some of these supply chain issues and commodity price issues to bring some of these prices down.
Do you drink orange juice?
Actually, on rare occasion, I like it, but yeah, I try to avoid too much sugar. And even though I love it, I haven't had not as much as I used to do.
It is about to skyrocket.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I heard the crops in Florida got hit pretty hard.
They did, and they don't know how hard yet, but it looks like it's going to go way up out of sight here. Okay, well, let me go back to what we were doing here. Now, there's a headline here that says inflationary pressure may be easing, so says the Fed.
It was running so damn hot for such a period of time. And again, I want to preface this because we've been talking about this for a while. I've never bought into any of the government numbers. I've been complaining about inflation before it was fashionable to complain about inflation. I mean, we've been told that there was no inflation out there, and I just know that that's patently absurd, because to me, most important things when it comes to inflation are the goods and services that we need to survive on. That's what I really pay attention to. Everyday items that we buy on a regular basis, whether it be your cup of coffee, whether it be tolls, food, energy. With that being said, it went parabolic over the past year and a half. Finally, we're seeing to see the numbers, and the government actually, calling out at around 7%. I believe it's above 10. Do I think some of these pressures are starting to ease? Yes, to some degree. It's not as hot as it was before, but nevertheless, it's still pretty hot. It's too high.
Now, I'm going to read you a story here because it talks about the trade relations between the U.S. and China. It goes like this. Trade relations between Washington and Beijing are at a difficult stage, But President Biden's administration is committed to protecting the U.S. economy from negative impacts of China's policies.
Well, we just lost a major WTO case against China in regards to tariffs that were put on, and they're going to end up putting tariffs on some of our items, basically in reciprocity because of that. Again, you know, whether it be Trump, whether it be Joe Biden, whether it be Obama, Bush, our policies when it comes to trade with China have been skewed. And it's, you know, simply because, again, you know, it's the way that the relationships that have been made by the with these people in power and also people in business and, you know, cheap labor and the other things that go along with doing business in China made it attractive for businesses to go there. We should have thought about and, you know, considered other alternatives, and we didn't do that. So, you know, China right now is in a position where the real estate market, which the real estate in China is actually the largest asset class in the entire world, is collapsing, and making, you know, what happened here in 2007, 2008 look like child's play, quite frankly. They're going to have problems with domestic spending because of that moving forward. So again, this may hold back, you know, the global economy to some degree, because China still has yet to figure out how they're going to handle that issue moving forward.
Now, you knew that the Starbucks stores in Buffalo, New York went union, right?
Yeah, that was a month or so ago, right?
Yeah. Now, get this. Employees are pushing to unionize more than 50 Starbucks other locations around the country.
Yeah, if they want to go ahead and do that, they can do that. You know, Starbucks will adjust accordingly in regards to how they're going to go about conducting business, or what they have to charge, or whether or not they're going to have to shut down certain locations because of costs. It's a business. You know, we'll see how it goes about being handled. You know, I remember one of them formed a union. I don't know, was it in Buffalo or somewhere else? And as soon as they did, they went on strike because of COVID nonsense. So again, you know, businesses are going to only put up with so much, and they'll go away. Kind of like we're seeing in New York City, Rite Aid's going, shutting down complete storefronts, massive storefronts in many locations, just because guess what? They're tired of getting stolen from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did. Who was it? It was, the other one, I can't think of it. There was another drugstore chain that shut down their stores in San Francisco. Shoot, can't think of the name right now. It doesn't matter. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Stay warm. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog. Walgreens. Walgreens. Okay. Thank you very much, Dick. Okay. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And why wouldn't it be? It's only 45 degrees where I'm at.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.